Colossians 1, verse 19. For it pleased the Father. You know, that's just a good start right there. Do you know whatever it says after that? I'm on board. You had me at hello. I've never said that before. Wow. For it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross. It pleases the Father. It actually pleases him to reconcile all things back to himself, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of the cross. You know, that word peace there actually means to be set at one again, to be made whole, to be made complete. To be set at one again to what? To be set at one again to the way it was before sin ever entered the picture. To be set at one again to the way it was in the garden before sin ever showed up. Was there disease in the garden? Was there sickness in the garden? Pain in the garden? And it pleases the Father. It actually gives him pleasure to reconcile all things back to himself. Yeah. And do you know that it's our good pleasure that we, you and I, the ones who have been given the ministry of reconciliation, we get to jump in to his good pleasure. What if this ministry, about seeing God show up, about having people heal and the most radical things happen, what if this whole thing wasn't about our works? What if this thing really wasn't about how hard I could try? What if it wasn't about how long I could pray? What if the key to unlocking this whole thing wasn't memorizing all the right scriptures in the right order? What if the key to unlocking this whole thing was grace?